Good day. This is Technologist Cares 3 Daily Briefing for February 1st, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, subscribing to this podcast to wherever you're listening to it, and then also making sure that you are sharing this with everyone that you know. But then also, please visit patreon.com/KS3Tech and make a donation there to support my podcast so that you can learn the truth about technology on a daily basis. So let's go ahead and get on with the briefing. First up is Spotify. Spotify is in advanced talks of making an acquisition of Gimlet Media. Gimlet Media is a source of podcasts, something similar to mine, but I'm not affiliated with the network. But this will actually help Spotify create a little bit more original content and something a little bit different other than music, because they realize that in order for them to separate themselves and give people a reason to pay their premium price every month is about being able to offer original content. Something similar to Netflix, but it's like the Netflix of music. Next up, we actually have a company that most people are very familiar with, and that company is Energizer. Of course, you know, the battery people, right? So the thing that I didn't know, and what most people didn't know, is that they make smartphones. Yeah, folks, they actually make smartphones. They're all Android-based, but with the upcoming Mobile World Congress that's coming up, this is the conference when a lot of manufacturers, phone manufacturers, release and announce their new products. I think it's actually next week. Oh, no, it's not. Maybe the week after. Well, I don't actually have those dates. But Energizer has already announced that they are announcing at Mobile World Congress 26 different phones. Now, don't be scared. It's not necessarily 26 absolute separate phones. It's basically four models, but they all have different features. The crazy thing about it is that the features that they have is going to be insane. One, you have a pop-up selfie camera on a couple of them, but then also you have a foldable display, and you have a phone that has 18,000 milliamps. Now, what does that mean? Well, if you look at the phones that we actually have right now, most of the phones have maybe about, you know, 2,300, 3,000, maybe up to 4,000, depending on the phone that you get, milliamps. And that determines on how long your battery will last. Now, imagine taking those numbers and upgrading it to 18,000. That is a huge battery. So your phone should actually last multiple days. But the only thing with these phones is that they don't all those features I just mentioned don't all come in one phone. Now, it'd be nice if it did, because that'd be really killer. But I'll talk a little bit more about that when they actually really do announce it, because right now pricing isn't available on it. So next up too is Apple. Apple has delayed their fix to their group FaceTime bug. I spoke about this earlier this weekend. You may have heard about it, but it's a bug that is actually disabled, so you can't actually do it right now. And so just for quality assurance, they're going to release it next week. So is this a really big story to really harp on? Like, oh, how come they can't fix it so quick? No, it's not. The thing is, at least they announced it and said that they're delaying it. So good job. But then also another thing, Foxconn. Now, remember when I told you about Foxconn, that they were building a factory out in Wisconsin, and they announced that they were no longer going to make a factory? Well, of course, because of our president who put his face to this, he had a conversation with the chairman of Foxconn. And now Foxconn today has said that they are going to now at some point in the future, we'll build a factory. Yeah, no date, but we already know what that's about. They're just waiting things out. But, oh my goodness. I mean, I honestly feel sorry for the people up in Wisconsin who was hoping that they would have a job. But unfortunately, well, you know, hey, I guess the scale of economies. Oh man, that's bad. But the other thing too is that this is the big game weekend. Unfortunately, I cannot actually say the real name because of some reason that the NFL owns a name, and if you actually use it, you have to pay them. Well, I am not paying them. Doggone it, but I will talk about it. So that is this weekend, and right now, you can go on to into the interweb and actually look at the ads that will be playing during the game. Now, this is pretty cool. It's always fun to be able to see those ads. But this year, too, really presents a new way of really being able to watch the game in multiple ways. Hopefully, you'll be able to take part because this is actually a game that has national attention. And there are a lot of people who do enjoy the sport of football. I'm one included. So, for you non-sports people, don't act so proud that this game is nothing. Because I live here in Atlanta and have been participating this week in all the different activities and even today, the Super Bowl is real. That I am thoroughly impressed. And I'm thoroughly impressed with some of the vendors that were out there today. And I got to give a shout out to Best Buy. Best Buy did a good job with showing off their 70-inch new LG OLED TV playing Madden and being able to show some of the other wares that they have there. Totally awesome. But it's good that you have vendors like that. And then even Ford is out there doing a virtual reality test drive with the Oculus Go. And I think that's pretty cool to be able to see that. And for your gift for doing it is that you get a $25 gift card to shop NFL on their online store. So it's a cool experience that they're all integrating technology and showing people new technology, particularly when it comes to virtual reality and smart appliances and whatnot, in front of really anybody that's really going to the Super Bowl who's doing the activities of our influential people. These are people who could actually invest the money within themselves to be able to upgrade their technology. But it still all falls back down to the very basic level. With the people I met today, most still don't know the basic functionalities of their phone. Wow. So, no matter what comes out, if people are afraid not to even know the basics of the phone, the devices that they carry around with them all day long, then it's hard for anybody to really upgrade their life to all of this new technology that's not even coming out. It's already here. It's already out. Now, I even plan on upgrading my Instant Pot to the Wi-Fi model so that way I can control it with my phone. I don't know, insane. But this weekend, if you're watching the game, going to parties, make sure that you stay safe, have some fun. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? It doesn't matter. Just enjoy the game. But this ends the daily briefing for February 1st, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And everyone, have a wonderful weekend.
Are you currently listening to this podcast in traffic, wishing that you were somewhere else? Perhaps you want to go to the beach, or perhaps you may want to climb a mountain. Well, either case, visit gosotravel.com and book your next vacation. That is GOSO travel.com.